A glance at Imam Khomeini's life.
Sayyid Ruhollah Khomeini, leader of the Islamic Revolution and founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, was born on September 23, 1902, to a religious family in Khomein in central Iran. When he was 5 months old, his father, Sayyid Mustafa, was martyred, and his mother took care of him until he became a youngster. He was also reared by his pious paternal aunt. He lost his mother when he was 15. The same year, he began learning Persian literature and taking courses in theology from his older brother, Morteza Pasandide, and some other masters in these fields. He went to the Arak Seminary School in 1919 and left there for Qom 3 years later.
Qom was famous for its seminary school, and there he achieved great success in his study of theology, and was educated in the advanced levels of theology by prominent masters. His main educators included Sheikh Abdul Karim Ha'iri Yazdi in Islamic jurisprudence and theology, Sheikh Ali Akbar Yazdi in astronomy, and Sheikh Muhammad Ali Shahibadi in mysticism. Imam Khomeini married at 27 when he was one of the leading educators at the Qom Seminary School. During the years he was studying and teaching, specific important developments took place in Iran and the world. These events included the fall of the Qajar dynasty, the rise to power of Reza Khan and the Pahlavi regime, the outbreak of World War II and the subsequent presence of foreign military forces in Iran, forcible prohibition of the wearing of the veil and the Islamic dress code, the late Mudarris's struggle against Reza Khan, severe suppression of the clergy and religious manifestations in Iran, the visible rise of Marxism, the fall of Reza Khan, and the stormy years following September 1941, and the oil nationalization movement led by Ayatollah Kashani and Dr. Mossadegh. The experiences gained through all these developments helped Imam Khomeini during the period he led the struggle against the Shah's regime. The most salient event which marked the beginning of Imam Khomeini's leadership was the bloody uprising of June 5, 1963, that was harshly suppressed by the Shah's regime. 1 year later, Imam Khomeini was sent into exile in Bursa, Turkey, following which he voiced his opposition to the granting of legal immunity to all U.S. military advisors in Iran, known as the capitulation issue. He remained in Turkey just 1 year and then migrated to Najaf Ashraf, Iraq.
His 13-year residence in Najaf is considered one of the most important periods of his life. During these years, he taught theology at the highest levels and trained many great and knowledgeable pupils who later assumed their place in the Iranian nation's struggle against the Shah's regime. At the same time, he was paying careful attention to socio-political developments occurring in Iran.
One of his sons, Sayyid Mustafa Khomeini, was martyred on October 22, 1977. His martyrdom was the starting point in the continuous protest movement against the regime, which eventually led to its downfall. During the months from October 1977 to February 10, 1979, pressure from the Iraqi government forced Imam Khomeini to leave for Kuwait. After he was prevented from entering Kuwait in October 1978, he headed to Paris. From Paris, he led the Great Iranian National Revolution. Finally, he returned to Iran, his homeland, on January 31, 1979, to an emotional and earnest welcome from the people. 10 days later, on February 10, 1979, after the collapse of the ruling regime, he established the Islamic Republic of Iran by the people's vote. During his leadership, which lasted 10 years and 4 months, he guided the Iranian people through many formidable events, such as the 8-year imposed war with Iraq. Imam Khomeini died on June 3, 1989, at the age of 87, at the height of his popularity.
Political life of Imam Khomeini.
Groups of people have always influenced the political arena, spectators and those who play a role in this arena. Imam Khomeini was not only an astute observer and thoughtful analyst, but he was also one of the most important political figures of the 20th century. When he was a child, his father was martyred by local tribal chiefs, and he observed the battle between truth-seeking men and agents of the tribal chiefs. Of these times, he said,
"Maybe none of you remember this kind of disorder, but when we were children, we experienced these events in our hometown. When I was a child, I had a gun and I could shoot."
The most important political events which affected the Imam began from the eclipse of the Qajar dynasty and the beginning of Reza Khan's reign. These included the consolidation of Reza Khan's power and the beginning of the Pahlavi regime, disputes among the members of the National Parliament, suppression of the clergy and religious institutions, Ayatollah Modarres's campaign against the regime, prohibition of the Islamic dress code, severe isolation of the clergy and their withdrawal from political activities, the advent of World War II and the presence of Allied forces in Iran, and the downfall of Reza Khan and the subsequent happiness of the Iranian people. Other events through which Imam Khomeini also gained valuable and important experience included the formation of different parties and growth of materialistic currents, the rise of liberation and nationalist movements in third world countries, Ayatollah Kashani and Dr. Mossadegh's uprising, and the nationalization of Iran's oil industry, America's coup d'etat in Iran of August 18, 1953, and the ensuing oppressive years. Some of Imam's opinions about these events can be viewed through his statements. About the parliament under Reza Khan, he suggested,
"Whatever they did after the constitutional period and all provisions which grew during Pahlavi's reign, parliament played a role in them. They digressed from the aims of consultation and wanted to establish a law-by-the-sword parliament. Finally, they denied people their right to vote."
Imam Khomeini always remembered that period and that Reza Khan had suppressed all religious authorities. He said,
"They prohibited all ceremonies of recital of the tragedies of Karbala and suppressed all clerics in such a severe way that they could not even appear in public places."
One of the most important political events at that time was the presence of Allied forces in Iran and the subsequent downfall of Reza Khan. freedom of political parties and their activities were extended after Reza Khan's fall. Various political parties and currents were created, and a type of mental suffering dominated the country. At the time, Imam Khomeini was considered as one of the most accomplished scholars of the seminary school. He published his first political book in response to accusations made by some intellectuals against Shiism. This work, titled Discovery of Secrets, indicated his revolutionary spirit, revivalist insight, and new ideas for social and political concerns of the country. Moreover, the book expressed the depth of the Imam's knowledge and experience in the field of social and political events. Beginning in 1950, with the advent of the National Front led by Dr. Mossadegh and Ayatollah Kashani's presence in the Iranian political scene, a new horizon came into existence whose most important achievements were the nationalization of the oil industry and fracture of Iran's relations with Britain, Mossadegh's coming to power, and the Shah's flight from the country. But the bloody coup on August 18, 1953, masterminded by the CIA in collusion with some domestic elements, was a big setback for the Iranian nation. After that, Iranians endured 25 years of indescribable strangulation and despotism. 10 years after the 1953 coup, the revolt on June 4, 1963, led by Imam Khomeini, was the first and strongest blow to the foundation of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi's regime. In fact, this revolt expressed popular objection to the Bill of Provincial Councils, in which Islamic principles had been clearly violated.
The revolt was severely suppressed by the government's agents, and a large number of people were killed in various cities throughout the country, and Imam Khomeini was, for a time, placed under arrest. In 1964, the bill of enacting legal immunity for all Americans living in Iran was approved by the parliament. On October 25, 1964, Imam Khomeini delivered a speech against the bill and the ruling regime. The Imam was sent into exile by agents of the regime to Bursa, Turkey on November 3, 1964, after delivering this speech and publishing a declaration on its contents. Imam Khomeini stayed in Turkey for 1 year and was sent to Najaf, Iraq, where he lived for 13 years.
During these years, Imam Khomeini found the chance to gain more experience and deepen his relations with different classes of people. Several events happened in these years which made the conditions ripe for revolution. These included the people's increasing affinity for Imam Khomeini's guidance and their compliance to his teachings and declarations, the Shah's despotism and intolerance and restriction of individual and social freedoms, dissemination of Western culture and neglect of religious culture on the part of the government, advent of new movements in thought such as those launched by Dr. Shariati and martyr Muntahari. With the martyrdom of Imam Khomeini's eldest son, the process of the Islamic Revolution began, resulting in the triumph of the revolution on February 10, 1979, and the collapse of the Shah's dictatorial regime. The immigration of Imam Khomeini from Najaf to Paris in the heart of Western civilization in November 1978, when he was 78 years old, was a turning point in his life, which disclosed his revivalistic thoughts. Surely Imam Khomeini's 10-year leadership after the victory of the Islamic Revolution was the greatest period of his life. The Iranian nation was able to overcome many formidable events under the guidance of the great leader. Some of these events included the imposed 8-year war against Saddam's regime, various attempted coups and conspiracies, many cases of assassination by terrorist groups, some internal disputes, separatist movements in some parts of the country, and the alliance of the Eastern and Western superpowers against the Islamic Revolution.
scientific aspect of Imam Khomeini's character.
Among the prominent personalities of the 20th century, Imam Khomeini is considered one of the most remarkable due to his multidimensional characteristics. His scientific dimension constitutes one of the most important aspects of his character. He was one of the most famous, authentic, and influential religious authorities of his age, and one of the most knowledgeable scholars of the seminary school of Qom during his middle-aged years.
Some important examples of Imam Khomeini's scientific character include 13 years of teaching in Najaf, which was the base of the most prominent seminary schools in the world, educating many knowledgeable clerics, compilation of several valuable works, and articulating a number of fresh ideas and presenting new horizons in political and religious arenas. Imam Khomeini was qualified on the elucidation of divine law in theological matters when he was young. At age 27, he began teaching pupils in Islamic philosophy. The subjects taught by Imam Khomeini briefly included
Islamic philosophy, with texts such as Sabzivari's Manzumeh and Mulla Sadra's Asfar Arbayeh. Theoretical mysticism, with texts like Ibn Arabi's Phosis and Gaysari's Mogadameh. Practical mysticism, ethical lessons, Manzel o Saririn, and explanation of the hadith, reason and ignorance, jurisprudence and theology, high levels of such courses. The Imam began compiling books when he was young. At 27, he wrote two books about mysticism in Arabic. Also on mysticism, Imam Khomeini wrote a number of other books, including The Secret of Prayer, Rules of Prayer, Mesbah ul-Azam, and The Great Jihad. He also compiled Discovery of Secrets in the early 1940s, which is indeed his first political work. His lectures on the tutelage of jurisprudence, which were published as a book later on, carry his jurisprudential and theological views on the theory of the tutelage of jurisprudence and the governmental consequences of such a theory. He also possesses certain works on jurisprudence and theology. He trained many great pupils, each of whom played a crucial role in the process of the Islamic Revolution and Iran's political and social life later on. Not only did he convey all his Islamic knowledge to his followers, but also he introduced many new ideas in jurisprudence and theology and created new insights in Islamic thinking. Future generations must do their best in their endeavor to understand what his innovations have been.
Cultural character and activities of Imam Khomeini.
If we consider values, beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors as major elements of culture, and if we call someone who tries to change old values and establish new values a cultural character, then we will understand that Imam Khomeini is the greatest cultural character, not only in contemporary Iran, but also in the region and Islamic nations. Mainly, Imam Khomeini is known as the leader of the greatest popular revolution of the 20th century and the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. But he dealt with politics as much as necessary, as he deemed it his duty. But he gave most of his attention to the cultural realm of the society. According to him, culture is the main element of society, especially in a century where the dominant Marxist ideology considered the infrastructure of the society as lying within the relations of production, and other theories while criticizing Marxism, did not take culture into account as the main variable. Imam Khomeini gave priority to culture because he believed in unlimited human abilities. He described human beings in the following way in February 1981.
اساس عالم بر تربیت انسان است. انسان اساره همه موجودات است و فشرده تمام عالم است. و انبیا آمدند برای اینکه این اساره بالقوه را بالفعل کنند و انسان یک موجودی الهی بشد که این موجود الهی تمام صفات تعالی در اوست و جلوگاه نور مقدس تعالی است.
Imam Khomeini, based on his outlook on human beings, viewed culture as the main parameter in all social and historical developments, and paid serious attention to it. One of the manifestations of this focus was the priority Imam Khomeini placed on universities and students. He expressed his viewpoint on the issue in the following statement.
My dear children, I'm not afraid of economic sanctions or military intervention. What does frighten me is cultural dependency. In fact, I am afraid of a colonial university. I am fearful of a university which trains our youngsters in a way that they serve the West.
Although he was one of the most prominent and influential personalities of the time, he never imposed anything on the Iranian nation beyond their cultural framework. Imam Khomeini encouraged the people to remember their deep and rich cultural roots, which were forgotten because of westernization and the rule of despotic governments. He transformed a nation that endured years of tyranny and strangulation under the Pahlavi regime, and youngsters who were entangled in the culture of dependency, into a determined nation with brave and patriotic young people. It may be claimed that Imam Khomeini's greatest cultural service was to instigate change in the minds and hearts of the Iranian nation. During the first years after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, the Imam succeeded in changing the nation's thoughts by focusing on their abilities and self-reliance. Imam Khomeini, who was the perfect example of self-reliance and bravery, always invited people to foster such values. From the early days of the Islamic movement, Imam Khomeini insisted on the necessity of the presence of the people in political, economic, and cultural arenas, and considered the people as the essential pillar of power in the Islamic Republic of Iran. His famous statement that the criterion is the people's vote is a meaningful legacy that has closed the door to any autocratic thoughts. He was a logical man who defended the nation's freedom, both in theory and in practice. After a quarter of a century since the advent of the Islamic Revolution, Iranian intellectuals, relying on the valuable experiences of previous years, have reached maturity in their questioning, methods of investigation, and executive procedures. In today's Iran, democracy is interpreted as the major element in the country's political life, and people will reject anyone who disregards their freedom. All these improvements in the social arena have been obtained through this great man's efforts. At the end of this section, another aspect of Imam Khomeini's personality should be mentioned, which involves his role in the revival of Islamic thinking and Muslim nations. Anyone who wishes to study the contemporary history of Muslim nations should first explore the impact of Imam Khomeini's thoughts and actions on them. Imam Khomeini never assimilated Islamic thoughts with nationalism. To him, the Islamic Ummah, or nation, was an objective entity, and he frequently spoke of the problems facing this nation and the solutions for them.
Imam Khomeini's life from religious point of view.
clergy, Imam Khomeini is a prominent and distinct figure. Although he studied in the seminary schools where many other clergy studied, and he spoke of the religion of which thousands of other clergy spoke, there are certain delicate points in Imam Khomeini's life which led this orphan boy from Khomeini and the seminary student in Iraq to become the greatest religious personality of his age.
Although he was an industrious student and he was ordained in the clarification of divine law when he was young, he learned that theoretical knowledge was not sufficient. He always pointed at the necessity and importance of purification and holy war against strong passions, particularly with respect to the clergy. He suggested in this regard,
"If we do not change ourselves, we cannot rectify our country."
Imam Khomeini was a religious person who did not see religion just on the margins of life, but in the center of life. And he always tried to remind Muslims of this point. One of his characteristics, his faith and belief in truth and divine promises, should be mentioned. Having this kind of idea helped him believe in his aims. Nevertheless, the Imam, in spite of his unlimited faith, was very flexible in accepting new realities. In fact, he was a true manifestation of a religion which loves all people, no matter what their color or race. He wanted to make peace among all nations around the world, but he never allowed anyone to deceive him. According to him, it is not possible to build peace between the tyrant and the oppressed, so justice in human relations was his priority. Logic and love are often considered two opposite perceptions, both in Islamic and Western civilizations, but Imam Khomeini demonstrated that they could be reconciled. He was a rationalist philosopher and theologian, and the apparent master of rational sciences such as philosophy, principles of religion, and theoretical mysticism. On the other hand, he was a wayfarer who had learned the true path from great scholars such as Ayatollah Mirza Javad Malaki and Ayatollah Shahabadi, and passed the highest levels of practical mysticism. Apart from Imam Khomeini's full allegiance to Sharia as the objective manifestation of religion, he cared about the truth of religion and reconciled these two perfectly. In the religious realm, he gained the highest grade and became the spiritual leader of Shiites all around the world. He always used reasoning and convincing methods to persuade people and invite them to religious ceremonies, because according to him, inviting others to accept an idea by means of force was unacceptable. As God says, there is no obligation in accepting religion. Imam Khomeini invited others to Islam by his kind and honest behavior in his private, social, as well as political life.
Imam Khomeini's morality.
One Western author has suggested you worship God as much as you like other people. Given that criteria, it can be said that Imam Khomeini was a great pious man who loved all people and cared about their fates. As some of his close friends and followers reported, Imam Khomeini enjoyed the following characteristics: purity, patience, forbearance, and tolerance, courage, a trust in God, a love for all people, religious enthusiasm, austerity, abidance with law and religion, resoluteness, and kindness. He always made a distinction between his private life and public position. He never complained or let anybody defend him during the Islamic movement. During his leadership, he never complained to anyone, and no one was harassed for disturbing him. He did not care about the mortal world and earthly pleasures. During his leadership, he did not impose anything to the treasury and lived as simply as ordinary people did. He never let his relatives take advantage of his position. He did not declare anything that he himself did not practice. He was a truly brave man, even on the night when the regime's agents took him into exile. He said about the night he was arrested,
"I was not afraid at all. The night, however, the agents were very fearful, and I reassured them."
He showed his humbleness when he said that a martyred 13-year-old boy was the true leader. Among his resoluteness, he had a sense of humor and accepted the truth very easily. He was humble in confessing his mistakes, as he mentioned in his political testament. He always gave priority to the expedience of the political system. He possessed little property, and what he did own, he distributed among the poor. His simple words were very effective, and he expressed the most important messages in uncomplicated terms. He paid careful attention to his religious duties and practices, and political affairs did not prevent him from observing his religious and mystical prayers. Nothing could make him upset and angry, except violations of religious commandments. His decision about Salman Rushdie showed his religious perseverance. He had very good relations with young people and children, even when he was old. In his private life, he respected his wife very much, as he respected all women. He was as humble to the nation as he was determined and tough towards the superpowers. He furthermore advised all statesmen of the Islamic State to serve the nation honestly and live simply. Contrary to the fact that suspicion is prevalent among politicians, he was an optimistic leader and never let bad thoughts influence his outlook on existence and people. For this reason, he went to his God with a calm mind, a confident heart, a hopeful conscience, and a happy spirit. It is the God he loved throughout his life, and for whose sake he tolerated many difficulties, and he was highly eager to meet with his God.